You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And away we go.
Steelers, Bills, Chiefs, Dolphins. The AFC playoff picture pixelating to clarity this weekend. I'm going to bring in a panel here, hoping for some high definition. Speaking of some high definition, appreciating art with Kyrie Irving. Let's go around the horn.
Yes. Woo.
This show is art. This show is modern. Work of art.
Oh, in the eye of the beholder.
We've been on so long. We were on standard definition when we started. You guys realize that. Now we're in augmented reality. What to take away from Rams 24, Patriots 3? Cam Akers domination. And that was about it. Now, I got a text from a panelist today, Bill Plaschke. He's wanting his points for correctly predicting Cam Akers bequeathed to Jackie McMullen. You can read exactly how that. Panel, how do we rule here? Thumbs up or love thumbs it down on Plaschke giving his points
need,
to.
Doesn't
no
need
way! No! 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 Going the wrong way! Oh, Plaschke's killing Jackie Mack today. All right. Ramona, how are you calibrating LA's ceiling? Are they right now maybe trending to be as good as the team that made the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Well, their defense might be better than the team that made the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and that's why they're winning. And I think that's why they feel so good about this. You already know how good Aaron Donald is, okay? He's another sack, 1.5 sacks, who leads the NFL in sacks, 12.5 this year. I mean, he's the reason why that defense is great. They also have Jalen Ramsey, but this game meant a lot to the Rams because they've lost 6 straight to the Patriots, but they all week I've had Rams guests on the radio here. That all they can talk about is that Super Bowl. This meant a lot to them. There's no Tom Brady. There's a lot of guys that are different, no Gronk, but this meant a lot to the Rams, and Sean McVay to this day still has nightmares about that game because he overprepared, he gripped the bat too tight. It's a regret he'll always have. It's not the same as beating that team, but it felt real good for them.
Tim Kalishaw, Rams focus. What's their ceiling?
Right. You know, it's pretty high. It's very high in the NFC given the competition. I think 2 years ago, Aaron Donald was becoming the best defensive player. Now he's kind of ended that discussion completely. And the way he's leading this team and that unit, you combine that with what Cam Akers did last night, because I would say the difference otherwise was the way Gurley played up until the middle of that season. They didn't have that going for them this year. Now, Gurley tailed off, got hurt, and wasn't as effective in the playoffs, except against Dallas, of course. But now you see Cam Akers doing that, and they seem like a more complete team, and I think they can get to that Super Bowl level.
Right, Guy Sola?
You know, if you put Patrick Mahomes in a different category, we still know that you win because of defense and running, and that's what they did last night. That is, no question about it, a championship-level defense. They have scored, their defense has scored touchdowns in 3 consecutive games. So if Jared Goff can cut down on the turnovers last time, I'm not going to blame that one on him. And if you could run the ball like that, they'll be a very difficult team to beat.
And Jackie McMullen, now we turn to you, please.
Right, so I'm just trying to think what Bill Plaschke would say and then say the opposite.
Yeah, I think that is probably your best strategy, yes.
Good call. Doug's dug me in. And I think what you said, Frank, is very important. You said if Jared Goff cannot throw turnovers, if Jared Goff, and those are a lot of ifs, and that's why I fall short of saying that this is a Super Bowl team because of their quarterback. You mentioned defense and defense wins. To me, this is a quarterback's league, and Jared Goff still struggles when he's pressured. He's 4th or 5th from the bottom of the league when he's pressured on getting pressure his way. And to your point, Frank, It's great to have your defense score touchdowns, but you shouldn't be counting on that. Your quarterback should be throwing the ball in the end zone. So it was, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago that our friend Bill Plaschke had to do a mea culpa because even McVay was like,
this team has been lacking consistency. But, I mean, Goff yesterday ran one in again and threw the touchdown. Jackie, anything on the Patriots?
Absolutely not. Comparing the Patriots of 2 years ago to now, that to me is like the funniest thing I've heard of all. Yeah. Are you kidding me? These guys are dead men.
Yeah, it looks like you have the same offense they do right now. We're going to move on. Duke canceling the rest of the non-conference schedule. Players need to be with their families, Coach K said. The games were versus Charleston Southern and Gardner-Webb. There's a Notre Dame game wedged in between there that they will play because it's conference schedule. This comes as Krzyzewski appeals to the NCAA to look at the toll COVID's taking on players, and comes as Alabama head coach Nate Oates wondered if Krzyzewski would be saying this if Duke hadn't lost two games. Tim, how do you consider Krzyzewski's decision to pull out of these non-conference games?
I think it's a good decision for him to make. I think he's showing his sincerity about this topic. He's not running away from good opponents. He's played the good opponents and come up short a couple times. But by doing this, they're going to play Notre Dame next week, and then players can have almost 2 weeks to go home and be with their families for the holidays and come back, I think, on the 29th. And I think he's sincere about the mental health aspect of players, college players. We just assume, hey, you just keep playing through all this. Your campus is going to be completely empty, but you're going to be going to practice every day and doing all this stuff. And at least he's pointing out some of the hypocrisy. Mm-hmm.
Frank Isola?
Yeah, and think about the teams that were going to get a chance to play Duke. That's a big thing when you play a team of that caliber. What I find interesting is that, can you imagine if the football coach of Duke went after the football coach at Alabama? That's basically what's happening here. Oh. And Nate Oates, who you mentioned, here's an interesting dynamic. This is a guy who was an assistant coach at Buffalo under Bobby Hurley. Bobby Hurley played at Duke. Something tells me the three of those guys are probably having a little conference call today.
Mm-hmm. Jackie McMullen?
So I understand where Coach K is coming from, and I do think there's some sincerity there. But I do have some sympathy for Charleston Southern, Gardner-Webb, those schools. This is their whole year. Those guys, you know, you're penalizing them by canceling those games, and I think those guys need to be considered. And then I do understand the mental health part of this, too. Lord knows. I understand the idea of maybe this shouldn't have happened at all in the first place. All that I understand. But to start talking about, well, they need to be home with their families and during the holidays, well, that's true when there isn't a pandemic either. Mm-hmm. And honestly, no basketball coach that I ever met, including the ones that I played for, ever cared about that. We had practice Christmas Eve. We went home. We went back the day after Christmas to an empty campus. So that one falls a little flat with me.
And the actual point of discussion nationally is don't go home to your families if you've been away right now during the pandemic.
That's, right, I mean, good point.
That's the other part good of
point.
This.
Give yourself a point, Tony.
Riddle.
Give yourself a point.
Ramona Shelburne, when you how do you consider Krzyzewski pulling out of the non-conference but playing that Notre Dame game in between?
Well, look, you know, the whole thing is you're safer with your team because you're being tested every day. And you have all the resources that if you were to test positive, they isolate you. It is safer in some ways to keep playing these games. But I am sympathetic to the mental health aspect of this. I can't even imagine what it's like to be a college kid right now. I can't. A college athlete, like, are you on campus? Are you going to Zoom classes? Like, this season is messed up. And I go back to something Krzyzewski said earlier in the week, which is, hey, we've got the vaccine rolling out. You know, we just got FDA approval, maybe by February or March, whatever. And he's thinking, like, why are we doing this now when the cases are spiking? Why not maybe take a little hiatus and move the season back?
That's precisely right.
He suggested that earlier in the year and I think it's a good point here. It's like, maybe we should stop and think. Like, should we just pause for a minute?
Every sport.
Buy ourselves some time.
Stop down in April and May and then build bubbles and everything to get through the summer when the reality is cases are much higher right now. Tim Kalish, your last word.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jackie made a very good point about normally campuses are closed and athletes are there. I just think the reason now that they're closed and going to be closed longer, I think there's a chance that plays in the students' mind. Like, everybody else is home. And you know, is that the safer place? And it may not be the safer place. The campus might be the safe place.
One more topic of discussion here. Kyrie Irving. Here's what he posted today. I pray we utilize the fine money for communities in need. Stop distracting me and my team and appreciate the art. I do not talk to pawns. Frank Gaisola, is Kyrie making a point here? And if so, do you have any idea what that might be?
Tony, he's fighting a pointless battle with the media. In fact, he seems to be putting more energy and focus into not talking to the media than he is into talking to the media. This all goes back to what he said on Kevin Durant's podcast, where he made a comment about how we can all coach the team, and then he took a little subtle dig at LeBron. He doesn't want to answer those questions. So to go after the media the way you haven't spoken to the media in 6 months. The only media thing you did was with your own teammate. So take it up with him, not with the rest of the media. It's exhausting, this story.
Jackie Mack.
It really is.
Yeah, I think the problem when it comes to Kyrie is Kyrie has a lot of thoughts. He likes to talk. I covered Kyrie for two pretty consistent years in Boston, and there would be some days when I'd say, hey, I want to talk to you. No, I don't. I'm not going to talk to you. And then 20 minutes later, he would have had a lot of thoughts. And I kind of like that about him. But you can't take the NBA hostage. And more importantly, you've put your team in an impossible position by doing this. A terrible position. And you're trying to start out with a new coach and a championship team, and the distraction has become the person that started the distraction by saying he didn't want it to be a distraction, if you can follow me, which I barely
is it really that bad for the team? You said hold hostage. Yeah. I mean, they were fined $25,000, I guess. So that's something.
Yeah, but Tony, there's no solution yet. There's no end to this yet. And this is going to become a daily story. What if these fines start to double and your team is complicit in your refusal to talk, whether they want to or not? Because they can't. I mean, they can make Kyrie talk, but that's not what Kyrie ever responds to.
Ramona Shelburne, your thoughts on it?
Well, Jackie's right on it. This is a problem for the Nets now, because it wasn't just Kyrie who got himself fined. He got the Nets fined, and this is going to continue. Right. The league is cracking down on this, and they're going to keep fining them every single time. And by fining the organization, too, the NBA is essentially saying, hey, Nets, Brooklyn Nets, Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni, Sean Marks, Joseph Tsai, even if you want to go all the way up to ownership, this is on you organizationally to get Kyrie to comply with what's in the collective bargaining agreement, is that you have media responsibility. It's in every player contract. It's in every CBA. Mm-hmm. And the thing that got me about his retort today was when he said, I don't talk to pawns. Fine. Call me a pawn. I'm in the media. Whatever you want to call me. But you're not talking to pawns. You're talking to fans. And that's what talking to the media is. Yeah. Is you're talking to people who
what if he were to say, well, I have my Instagram to do that. I have my Twitter account to do that. I have whatever I want to get my he can always get his voice out that way. That is the new media, Ramona. What if he were to say that?
True. True, and I think that's what players always retort, but my answer to that is I really don't think that you're upset with the media. You're upset with social media, and you're upset because you're checking your Twitter mentions or the comments on your Instagram page. You said what you said, and people didn't like necessarily what you said, and the part that got me, LeBron James didn't like what he said, but LeBron James flat out said on the Road Trip and podcast, I went back and checked the transcript to read the full quote and to watch the whole thing myself to make sure it wasn't taken out of context, and yeah. He said what he said, and I'm a little hurt.
Tim Kalishaw.
On top of everything else, I think he needs to talk to Beth Harmon about the game of chess, where pawns have been called the soul of chess, the terrain of the battlefield.
Somebody's been watching Queen's Gambit. Love it. There you go.
So, yeah, we'll be pawns just fine. Thank you very much.
Frank, you want to last word here, please?
You know, it's interesting. The smartest players, Michael, LeBron, and I don't mean this in a negative way, they use the media to get their message out. He has an opportunity all the time to get his message out. He's upset about something that happened on a podcast with his teammate, and he's taking it out of the media. Doesn't make any sense.
All right, Kalishaw 19, Shelburne 15, McMullen 2, Isola 10, buyer sells next.
No fault of my own.
The most scrutinized 11-1 team in recent league history. How the Steelers recover from Monday's loss to Washington. How the Bills, playing like a Conference 1, take it to a Conference 1 team. This is Sunday night. Tim, what will decide Pittsburgh-Buffalo?
I think it's going to come down to which, if both quarterbacks have time to throw, Buffalo is going to win the game. I really think they're a more solid team overall right now than the Steelers. The Steelers, T.J. Watt and company, they got to get better pressure than San Francisco did, or they're not going to have a chance.
Well, they do. I mean, this is a team that has had a sack in, 70 straight games? Yeah. Frank Isola, how about you?
Yeah, another quick turnaround for the Steelers, but I do think their head coach have a lot of confidence in Mike Tomlin. to get this thing head in the right direction. They got to start running the ball better, though. They're relying a little too much on their quarterback. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying this is Tomlin over McDermott here? That's why you're going with Pittsburgh because of the coaching? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jackie McMahon, how about you?
Well, let's start with the Steelers catching some passes. I can't believe the amount of drops this team has had. I think they dropped 7 passes, maybe, against the Washington football team. Catch the ball. You do that. I'm telling you, it's hard to try to be undefeated. I think there's a relaxed thing here now. I think the Steelers come in and win this game.
Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, the Steelers actually have the most drop passes in the NFL this year. This is a season-long thing. It's not just that they've been playing all these games in a short amount of time on different days of the week. They also have a lot of injuries, but I think they are one of the top two teams in the AFC, and I think they win this game just because I believe in Mike Tomlin. I believe in that team.
All right, you guys, I understand that. But the Bills are a team you can believe in, too. Joe McDermott is a coach you can believe in as well. Three games in 12 days. Isn't that what a team that plays a Thursday night game is usually up against? Three games in 12 days, or about that? All right, we'll move on. Kansas City, Miami, both teams in position to move forward in division or conference because of what we just talked about, Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Somebody's going to be losing that game. Pittsburgh is scrutinized for playing close games. Kansas City gets hyped up, even though they're on a 4-game streak of one possession games. I know you love them and think they're light years better than everybody, including Miami. Frank, what will it take for Miami to hang with Kansas City here?
Well, you're showing the clips there. Travis Kelce is constantly open. I mean, someone has to cover this guy. But Brian Flores was the linebacker coach on the Patriots a couple of years ago when they went to Kansas City and won the AFC Championship game. You got to be able to control the clock, run the ball a little bit, and please get the ball to Mahomes' hands late in the game.
Jackie
somehow.
McMahon.
It is all about the Dolphins' defense, and they scuffled a little bit in the early going, but since week 5, they've been one of the best defensive teams in the league, and that's what's going to win this football game for them if they can pull it off. It's their defense.
Ramona Shelburne?
Well, look, if Miami wins this game, it's Tua was able to play, and he was limited in practice on Thursday, but they took the tape off his thumb, so that looks good, and they've been, you know, he's really got injected them with a different kind of offense when he's out there.
So the tape off the thumb is what... This is what we're looking at here. The chance to beat Kansas City. Well, you can't have tape on your thumb. Tim Kalish, how about you?
I've never won a show with tape on my thumb, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Miles Gaskin came back last week after missing about a month. Ran for 90 yards against the Bengals. They need about 130 yards from him, and they need that Kansas City offense on the bench. That's their
There's only. A lot of big ifs here. Everybody's got Kansas City. I know how it is. You guys, they're great. They're so much fun
to
watch.
The
they played 4 straight one-possession games.
I'll take the Dolphins.
Oh, Jackie.
They still
I'll take
win,
the Dolphins.
Though.
Oh, really?
If you give me 12 points right now, I'll take the Dolphins.
Well, you're not getting the points until they win the game.
Negotiating.
Oh, or should we give them to Joe Plaschke? I don't know what's going on here.
It's a load.
Oh, boy, Jackie. You're trying to hold us hostage here. We're going to move on. Buy or sell 3. I owe them a trophy. Who said it? Roll 10.
I owe them a trophy.
Paul George.
That's what I owe this organization. This is a window that we're trying to capture. And my commitment and my job is to try to bring a title here.
Jack Hay. Paul George got the big contract extension. Supermax. Buy or sell his first remarks after that big contract extension.
I buy them because he had a subpar postseason. He knows it. But he also owes them this, a full court press on Kawhi Leonard to also, when he can opt out of his contract this summer, to sign on the dotted line. They keep saying they're a duo. It's going to take both of them for the Clippers to even have a shot at winning it all.
Look, sometimes players are looking for reasons to leave a situation. Other times they're looking for reasons to stay. The Clippers just gave Kawhi Leonard a reason to stay. But Paul George has to be the player that Kawhi recruited to come to L.A. with him and not the guy that we saw hitting the side of the backboard at the end of the playoffs.
I owe them a championship, Tim Kalisha. How'd you hear that?
I buy his willingness, but I mean, I'm willing to go replace J.J. Barea for the Mavs. We're about the same height, but he shoots threes a little better than I do, and he's in a little better shape than I am.
A little better.
Paul George, 20 points a game in the playoffs, really disappointed. I don't know that he's going to get a lot better.
Frank Isola.
Ooh.
I would think that every player, maybe except for LeBron, owes their organization a championship. That's why they're paying you. But Jackie's right, though. If you're going to go out and sign Paul George, who was a number 2, you better get Kawhi Leonard, because if you don't, all the assets they gave up to get Paul George, wow. That would be
Zach, you said he was subpar in the postseason. That's kind of insulting to par. You know, he was more than subpar.
Off the top of the backboard.
Exactly
right. Jack, you were under par for a good chunk of the first segment of the show. You did all right to get the 12 points.
Got him back.
Have a weekend. Ramona Shelburne, Tim Kalish. Oh, that's the matchup and showdown in 4 minutes.
Here we go. Here we go.
More fun for Ramona and Tim in showdown.
I've been asked questions by a couple teams.
Yep.
Here recently.
Right.
Like, are you ready? I'm ready if y'all Super Bowl ready. That's what it'll take me to come out.
Ramona, you think any team will be tempted to go after Marshawn Lynch there after that?
I think it would be a team that knows him, so maybe the Raiders, maybe the Seahawks. I mean, he played in 2019, scored 4 touchdowns in 3 games. He'd be a touchdown vulture.
TC?
I think the Steelers are the team that needs him most with their struggles in the running game. I think the Saints, because of Kamara's injuries here and there, would be a very interesting fit for Marshawn Lynch.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I could see that. I'd add one more. Buffalo. End where you started your career. Point to Kalishaw. This handshake, does this count as a handshake? Should there even be handshakes in the world anymore? Tim, after Georgia Tech Pitt, what was this?
That is maybe a pandemic-related handshake. You don't want long contact with anybody, so you get out as quick as you can.
Look, this is what I started doing at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything nice to do when you shake hands, just do the number.
Prayer hands. Prayer hands is very good. Tenting your hands like you're trying to end the world. Yeah. Tim Kalishaw, you've waited a long time for this. Your first win in 3 months. 30 seconds.
There's a trading card sale, Heritage Auctions, this week. And there's probably a lot of trading card sales. We all know that hobby and how it's gone. But a Wayne Gretzky rookie card is expected to go for $1 million. The first hockey card ever to get that much. And it makes me wonder about some rookie cards I had, namely what was considered a Wilt Chamberlain rookie card that when he moved from Philadelphia to San Francisco, I wrote in ink, San Francisco Warriors, on the card. I didn't know.
Was it Gem Mint? If it was Gem Mint, you can get something for it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.